toward measuring the spin of obscured supermassive black holes, a critical assessment with disk megamasses, by Alberto Massini et al. Mass and spin are two fundamental properties of astrophysical black holes. While some established, indirect methods are adopted to measure both these properties of active galactic nuclei (AGN) when viewed relatively face-on, very few suggested methods exist to measure these properties when AGN are viewed highly inclined and potentially obscured by large amounts of gas. In this context, we explore the accuracy and performance of a recently proposed method to estimate the spin of AGN through fitting their accretion disk spectral energy distribution, when adapted for highly inclined and obscured systems, and in particular to a sample of 6 local water megamasses. For these sources, both the accretion rate and inclination angle are known, allowing us to rely only on the AGN bolometric luminosity to infer their spin. Using the bolometric luminosity as a proxy for the accretion disk peak luminosity, we derive the expected bolometric luminosity as a function of spin. Then, we measure the bolometric luminosity of each source through X-ray spectroscopy, and compare it with the expected value to constrain the spin of the AGN. The quality of the constraints depend critically on the accuracy of the measured bolometric luminosity, which is difficult to estimate in heavily obscured systems. 3 out of 6 sources do not show consistency between the expected and measured bolometric luminosities, while other 3, 4, when considering the OIII line as tracer of the bolometric luminosity, are formally consistent with high spin values. Our results suggest that this method, although promising and possibly considered as a future calibrator for other methods, needs better observational data and further theoretical modeling to be successfully applied to obscured AGN and to infer robust results. This was toward measuring the spin of obscured supermassive black holes, a critical assessment with disk megamasses, by Alberto Massini et al.